Kids are curious. They want to know what's going to happen. And that's even more true when you're moving to a brand new village.
I mean, I bring it up to my daughter, like, and they have all these questions, and I don't know how to answer her because I don't know yet.
Carolyn George works at the school, but she says nobody's told her what's going to happen. Not the district, not the village council. And school starts in just a few weeks.
I am really anxious, and my four-year-old is going to be starting school, and I don't know how it's going to be. What if it impacts her learning, you know?
The district superintendent, Dan Walker, says they're working on plans for a school that isn't fully built yet, and that's hard.
I get it. You know, it's probably frustrating to not know details, but it's part of that pioneering phase.
Another part of pioneering is doing things with less help. Carolyn says some teachers don't want that kind of responsibility.
One of the teachers that was supposed to stay, she said that she can't teach first grade to seventh grade. And I think that's the reason why some of the teachers left.
And to make things even harder, there's not going to be a school building in Muktugovic this year. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says they'll make do.
We're going to retrofit the evacuation center and put up some walls for classrooms.
LKSD is trying to get funding to build a new school in Muktugovic, but the state wants to see that there are actually kids there before it comes up with the money. That's why New Talk is racing to finish construction and move people over. In October, the state will count if there's enough kids in Muktugovic to warrant building a school. Associate teacher Albertina Charles says at least some students won't want to go this year.
Most of the high schoolers that play basketball, I don't think they're going to move across there.
That's because Muktugovic won't have a team this year. Albertina's daughter Charlotte was looking forward to her junior year season. And now she has a difficult choice between her passion or her mom.
I don't know. I can't even survive a month without her.
I told her that if I move across there, I want to take you with me because I don't want to worry about you.
Albertina says she's moving as soon as she can. The house she's living in now is only 20 feet from the river. But Charlotte, in her Stephen Curry sneakers, isn't sure. Wherever she decides to live, she'll have to choose soon. In New Talk, I'm Greg Kim.